It's the Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy Show, making healthy living fun for everyone.
I want to congratulate you on your show. It's really great.
Well, thank you. That's great to hear.
And I actually have your book, You Can't Lose Weight Alone. I love it.
You guys are excellent. I check you guys out every week.
I love your show. And every week I learn something new, so I think it's great.
Well, thank you. We appreciate it.
Join Dr. Fitness.
You know, it's no longer a six-pack. Now it's the eight-pack and the 12-pack.
And the Fat Guys.
Or what I have, the pony keg.
They deliver the skinny. On Getting Skinny.
Doctor, back in the studio.
Good morning, Lee. How are you today?
I am not injured. How about you?
Thursday, April 7th.
Isn't it your birthday?
2011.
Today's your birthday, right?
Today is my birthday.
What are you, like 48?
No.
45?
No, 42? You're 48.
No, I'm not. I'm 47.
Are you 47?
Yes.
You're only 2 years older than me?
Until
Saturday. I didn't realize that. I thought you were older than me.
On Saturday, I'll be 3 years.
That's right. This was really cool. Yes, it is my birthday. Thank you for your gift and all your well wishes.
You're welcome.
I really appreciate it. It always touches me how long we've known each other, and you still know to this day what I appreciate on my birthday.
I have not guessed wrong yet. I'm undefeated.
I came home last night. I will tell you, this was probably one of the best birthdays I've had. And I'll tell you why. I got home.
Man, your family is hitting it out of the park lately.
I will tell you, this is when I got home, the whole house was decorated.
Get out of here.
With happy birthday, like, all over the place. My daughter spent yesterday doing this, and
Did you cry?
No.
You weren't touched?
I was touched, and I really appreciate
tears.
It. No, but it was...
You don't like to show emotion.
It was in the... When you walk into the laundry room, everything, there's, like, stuff everywhere. Balloons, and then up the banister, up into the bedroom, and into the bathroom. There was stuff everywhere.
Man.
And that was such a cool surprise. So
nice.
FYI, little girls out there that listen to Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy, if you want to make your daddy really happy, decorate the house with happy birthday stuff. So it was really
But it
cool.
won't make them cry because they don't like to show emotion.
Why? What's I don't need to cry. It was
That's
nice.
Showing emotion.
I show emotion all the time. I said thank you. And
that's
so sweet. And I gave her a big hug and a kiss.
Wow.
Yeah. So
you wear your heart on your sleeve.
I've never seen you cry. What are you talking about?
I'm
you never cry
all the time. I cry
you
all the time.
You never cry.
I'm crying right now.
When was the last time you
I'm
cried?
I'm so sad that you didn't cry at your daughter's effort.
When was the last time you cried?
Yesterday, watching NCIS. It was a sad one.
It was a sad one? You're full of baloney. Come on. I'm trying to be serious with you. You can't even tell me.
I don't know. I don't have a
cry. Oh, you
I don't
see
have
that?
A cry
You're not
journal.
In touch with your emotions.
I don't even remember
the last time?
I'll have to check my cry journal.
You're busting me, and you're telling me, but you don't even remember.
No, I don't remember.
Lee.
Yes, go ahead.
You were going to say something.
I was going to say something.
Go ahead. I don't want to interrupt you. It's very rare that you actually contribute to the
show.
So I want to know what it is. Go ahead.
I thought you'd be interested in this.
Yes.
I played racquetball for the first time.
Since I blew out your knee?
Since you blew out my knee. What was that, 20 years ago?
Yeah.
That was the last time I played racquetball.
Who'd you play with?
This guy.
You play with someone like other than your son?
Yeah, no. I'm telling you, this was the first time I played a game where I kept score and tried to win.
Oh, my God. That's too funny. I got to hear more about this. But before we get to that, I want you to make sure you go, our listeners out there, make sure you go to our Facebook page and become one of our fans. Also, go to our website, Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy at drfitnessandfatguy.com. Check out our website. Check out our past interviews. If you want to hear what Jillian Michaels has to say, I think one time I was flirting with her. And was that anyone importantly?
Yes, it was.
What was?
I got rid of them.
You got rid of them? You told them
we're
that it's not time to call in yet? You're in the middle of your...
I'm happy with my long-distance provider.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay.
I just told everyone to go to our website just so that you know, just so that check out our website and all
just
that good
an
stuff.
FYI.
And our book.
Yeah. Okay, whatever. This is what happened. I played racquetball for the first time, keeping score and trying to win. And in my head, I'm a nimble 50-pound less person because that was the last time I played.
Well, that's the last time you weighed yourself.
Right.
Okay.
So I'm like, you know, we're warming up and I'm kind of assessing him and I'm like, I'm in my head figuring out how bad.
Was he good?
He plays 3 days a week.
Oh, so
he plays all the time.
Oh, no. So this is a guy. So first go back to how you met this guy to play him because
I've
guy was like, hey, no. I play all the time and I'm great.
Right.
One of those guys?
Yeah. Well, not that he was bragging, but he was like, I play racquetball regularly and, you know, I play here and he belongs to the same gym I belong
to. Oh, okay. This is the concourse. Right. Yeah. Okay. So,
you know, it's a short list of people, the first that play racquetball and then uh-huh. the second that I would interact with.
Right.
You know, it's a very small list. So we decide to play over the weekend and then so I go to play. And I was so terrible. I was horrifically terrible. And I was embarrassed how bad I was to him because it was like, I don't even know if he got a workout.
How could you be so bad?
You're
good. I remember you were good.
I know I'm good, but I was terrible.
I think you beat me a game.
Well, probably. It wouldn't be that.
I know I beat you, but I
don't know if you did.
No, it was. I definitely beat you. Come on.
I'm sure you would think you did, even if you didn't. that I'm positive. So we play. He kills me 3 games. Like not even.
What?
It wasn't even close.
Now, was it because you were so sluggish and so not?
Well,
quick?
I couldn't.
Were you not nimble?
I couldn't hit kill shots with my backhand. And I was impatient, and I did the thing that I always would exploit other people. Like, I reverted to hitting it hard, and that's not good. And so the ball would just stay around, and I was hitting it hard, and I wasn't putting it away. But I was shocked at how poorly conditioned I am. Like, literally, we play a point. Like, you know, racquetball isn't like
right.
you run. Running's right. like, you know, I'm running, la-di-da.
Short bursts.
Right. This is like a sprint, and then you stop.
See?
Right?
But because I know how much you think that short bursting activity, you know, the quick cardio.
If I had been doing that.
I thought you had been.
No,
that's what
I
you,
just talk I, about doing it. I don't really do it.
Okay.
And I believe that that's better.
Right.
But so the first point. One point.
You're done. Yeah, you're out
like,
of breath.
I'm so like huffing and puffing. I'm like, need oxygen. I'm like, and then because now I'm recovering and now.
Did you record any? Please tell me this was taped somewhere.
No.
There was a camera. YouTube. No. We don't have this on camera.
It was so bad. Oh. And I'm like, man. And then at the end of the game, I'm like, I got to get water. I'm like, you know, resuscitate myself. It was terrible.
But this
killed me.
Was it depressing for you? Were you depressed?
I was frustrated. Well, this was the worst part because, you know, my gym's like a mile from my house.
Right.
So I had walked to the gym.
Why don't you sprint? Now you're going to sprint back and forth, right?
So then I had a lot of time to think about how terrible I was. So if I was in the car, I could have probably avoided that. But it was just...
Did he walk back with you?
No, he drove. But the thing was shocking, well, is that this was the first time that I thought, man, you're getting old. This is not good.
This hits you in the...
Like, I had been deluding myself that I had been... I'm in pretty good shape,
right.
But I'm not in pretty good shape. I'm not even in the ballpark of pretty good shape.
So was this an eye-opener for you?
It was an eye-opener, and it just made me want to just quit.
Oh, that's right. Right. This didn't motivate you.
No, the opposite.
This went the opposite way with you. You're like,
it's too late.
I can't get back.
Right, I'm done.
Yeah. Now, let me ask you this. The racket that you used,
yes.
It's probably about 20 years ago.
No, I had a new racket because my kid and I were supposed to, when we joined the gym a year ago.
Oh, so you have a newer racket.
Newer, but I don't, you know, it's like these huge.
Right, real light, but huge and real light rackets.
Probably not a good racket.
Let me ask you this. Was the guy skilled enough where he didn't hit you in the ass with the ball?
Oh, no, he never hit me. And he plays a lot, so he has very, you know, he could kill the ball.
So this didn't motivate you to get better?
It made me want to get better, but I don't
know
if I'll actually do the work to get better. Like, in my head, I would like to be better if somehow someone could magically make me better. It's the same with losing weight. I would like to lose weight, but I don't want to do the work necessary to lose the weight.
Right. So you came back. You were a little...
So I was bummed. And I cannot tell you how sore I was the next day. I could not move the next day. I could, like, just getting out of bed was like a major ordeal. It took me 3 days. Even now, I'm still a little sore. It was insane how out of shape I am. Insane.
You want to play today? You want to go out and play?
No.
Want to go play some?
I have to wait another.
How was the
weeks.
Knee? How did the knee do with all this?
No, my knee's fine.
Your knee held up pretty good?
Yeah.
Well, I'm sorry to hear this. It sounds like you probably need a trainer.
I need a personal trainer.
Sounds like you need some.
I think I'm going to do what you do. I'm going to get my butler to play for me.
My butler. I don't have a butler. I don't know what you're talking about. You're making up stuff again. Lee, I was in Asheville, North Carolina this past weekend.
That's right.
And I will tell you that Asheville is an awesome place to go see. Really cool place.
You were just
place.
Going for vacation. This was
this is the kids were in. The kids were on vacation for their spring break, and my wife and I took the kids up for just a short couple of days. Go up there. We've
is
never
there
been
something
up there.
There to go to, or you're just going
the
there
Biltmore Estate is the big attraction.
That's
in
the
Asheville.
That's like a large home.
That's the biggest home in America.
And then your home is the second largest, though, right?
Mine isn't even on the ball. It's not even on the map.
Where could your home fit in the Biltmore? In the garage?
We actually this is so funny. We actually never made it to the Biltmore. We actually did make it to there, but we didn't go in it.
You could see it from the road?
Well, I thought that the best way to see Asheville is, to me, the
hot
best thing
balloon.
To do is on a bike.
Yeah.
So we were going to rent bikes on Saturday. We got up there late Friday, and we were going to bike around on Saturday. It turned out that there was 20, 30-mile-an-hour winds up there, and it was a nice day. It was beautiful, but just too windy. So we bagged the biking, and, of course, the kids, we found one of those Fun Depot places where, you know, the kids
miniature
golf, go-karting, you know, bounce houses, amusement arcades, all that stuff. This one was interesting, though. This one had proverbs from the New Testament all over the place on it.
The New Testament. Interesting.
Yeah. There was every hole had a little proverb, little saying
or
something.
A religious miniature golf.
Yes, there was something all over. It was pretty interesting. Asheville is a great, great place. A lot of cool places to go eat. We went there on Friday night, Lee. This is awesome. We found a place. First of all, it was pretty crowded. And in the square, they were doing, it sounded like Indian drumming, like a big square around area of people like watching, and there were a whole bunch of people performing. And we went to this Mexican place for dinner, and they had live music there that was unbelievable. Some nice rhythm and blues stuff. It was fantastic. And the one thing I'll tell you about Asheville is that on every street corner, there's a musician that plays. And so it was really cool. Downtown Asheville, I highly recommend if you've never been there, definitely go. You have to go there. You would love it. They have all those little shops, all those little restaurants. There's a very famous place called Tupelo Honey. The wait to get in there is like an hour and a half, no matter what when you come.
Well, it must be good.
Yeah. So we just couldn't. You got three kids. Hour and a half is too much to wait.
Yeah, no, you can't do that.
But I thought this would be like a great place for you and your wife. That would be like a fantastic little trip to do.
Cool.
So sounds like you
had a good time.
It's not that far. Also, on the way back, we took one of the most beautiful scenic routes from Atlanta to North Carolina you can take. It's through the Blue Ridge Parkway. Ever get a chance, get on that Blue Ridge Parkway. Just absolutely breathtaking. Reminded me of when you and I went to Vermont, and we went from New Jersey to Vermont, and we drove through there. It was beautiful.
So it smelled
really nice.
Like cow
didn't
manure?
Smell, no, it didn't smell like cow manure.
That's the only thing I remember about Vermont is the smell of cow manure.
It didn't
manure.
Smell like that. But I wanted to follow up, Lee, about that art. Remember I told you in Huntsville there was some of the people in the gym outed me, and they said they found an article of me?
Yes.
I was in some magazine.
Is that true?
And
It wasn't you.
Guess what they found?
I have no idea.
They found the Sobe Fit magazine. Finally made its way up to Huntsville.
Really?
A year later?
Wow.
So they're like, I'm leaving the gym yesterday, and all of a sudden I hear, wait, don't go. We found the magazine that you're in. I'm like, and they're like, hey, Doc Fitness. And I'm like, uh-oh. The cat's out of the bag. They're like, yep. This is you. And I'm like, yep. And I'm no longer.
Did they want to know who I was?
No, they didn't ask about you.
Really?
Yeah, they just saw me surprising. And they were blown
away. That was
enough
for them.
That was all they needed. And so it was really cool. On my way home from Asheville, North Carolina, I will tell you though, Lee, got into a car accident.
Nice. Did you hit a biker? Because we were trying to send them a message.
No,
get off
I like
the road.
Bikers. No, but I want bikers to take
you
over
hit
the road.
You hit a motorcyclist?
Listen, gas is $3.50 a gallon. We got to start biking more. Biking is going to have to start.
The answer?
Absolutely. Absolutely. What about this no gas on Thursday? I keep getting this Facebook baloney.
What?
Where it says
I'm not
don't,
on Facebook.
No, don't buy your gas on Thursday. Like nobody.
Why?
You can. Well, I guess it's because it reduces consumption. Somehow it's decreasing.
How'd they pick Thursday?
I don't know. I have no idea. But I don't know if that actually works. But anyway, I will tell you, I was in a car accident, and
how's the neck?
Fun. I had no
you
problem.
You should go to one of those personal injury guys.
No,
make a little extra money.
No, it was my fault. I can't make any money.
If it's your fault, you can't sue.
No.
Anyway?
Nope.
What about the defective side view mirror you have?
I do have a defective side view mirror. It's got one of those little holes cut out where it shows you. It's got like the magnification. Like
yeah,
there's a little
right,
corner.
Right.
That doesn't help me.
That's worse.
It's worse. It takes up my ability to see through the through the mirror. Right, so anyway, yeah, it was a distraction. Yeah, I thought my kid was going to throw up, so I veered over to the side.
So you hit another car?
I hit another
teacher.
Car.
A lesson?
Yeah, and then the policeman yelled at me.
Look, you know, you got 70 kids in there. You got a litter.
Yeah.
And you're putting them at risk with your dangerous driving.
Yeah, we were over near our gas station, so I thought the best place, since I thought my kid was going to vomit all over the car.
Wouldn't want that. That would be you cleaning it up.
I swerved over to the next lane, not realizing there was another car there, and hit him. So I drive the car. My family walks over to the gas station, and they're in the gas station. And policeman pulls us over. We have to move the cars. And then, so he's taking about a half hour to do this. So my family was in the gas station. So all of a sudden they walk out.
They call the cab.
Like a half hour later, they walk out, right? And he's like, what the hell's going on here? Who are these people? I'm like, oh, this is my family. They were in the car? I'm like, yeah. He's like, so all right, now he's got
it. Worse.
It's even worse. Right, so he was not happy with me. So yeah, I got a ticket. Plus I have to pay for this. So I know that, let your kid throw up in the car. The lesson to be learned is if your kid has to throw up, let him throw up. That's
just
the way it
should go. Just have your butler take care of this.
Yep. Lee, next week, we are going to be in New York City.
That's right.
And we're going to be hanging out there on Friday night.
That's right.
And
I love going to New York. I hope it's not cold.
It's cold now. Remember last year we went? Remember what happened last year?
It was perfect.
It was a bomb. Remember the bomb went off last year?
Oh, we were there when the guy tried to blow up Times Square.
Right.
It
didn't blow up. But we were there. Right, we were in Times Square.
We were right there.
Yeah, at that. But remember that day? It was so beautiful. Remember we're walking around? It was like 75.
Yeah.
It was such a beautiful day.
It was as good as it's going to be. What's the weather?
Look it up.
Have you checked?
No,
it's been cold there. Last week was cold.
Yeah, I think they almost even had snow.
I don't like that.
Yeah. So we're going to be in New York City next week. Hopefully, we're going to be giving out some, we might be doing something there with our friends and fans. And
really?
I think we're going to try to do something in New York City next week. So if any of our fans are listening that are in New York City, keep listening to the show. Keep going to our Facebook page. Keep going to Twitter, because we may have some information about
we're
going to be hanging out.
When? The 15th?
Yep. 15th. Yeah, we'll be up there next Friday night.
High of 57.
What? That's the high?
Yeah.
Right now?
And showers.
What's the low?
No, not right now. That's what projected the 15th.
Oh, it's going to change.
It's the high.
You know, it'll shoot up. We'll get some hot.
Better.
We'll get some hot weather there. Hopefully.
Looks pretty chilly.
And also, Lee, in May, we are going to be in
Baltimore,
Maryland.
And
we're going to be
Fitblogging.
Keynote speakers at Fitblogging 2011.
All of our listeners are going there.
Yes. Fitblogging 2011. We are going to be there. And that's going to be a lot of good. That's going to be a good time. Good fun. And So have you been to Baltimore before?
Yes. I have been to Baltimore before. I have. Let's see. When was I there last? It was with your buddy Brotman.
Oh, with my
Brotman, the tennis guy.
Oh, you went up there with him? What? You must have had a lot of fun there. Must have had a lot of good eating things as well. I've never been there, so I'm excited to go to Baltimore, Maryland. Forgot where we're staying. I think we're staying down there by the water, by the river. Is that what it's called? Is there like some sort of river or something, Lee, over there, Baltimore?
Yes, it is. It's a river. Is it a river?
I don't know.
It's a bay?
Bay. But I'm going to run around that area. So hopefully
there's gonna be
I'll
crabs.
Meet some people.
You don't eat crabs, right?
You know, I've been following. What's that?
There's crabs. Maryland crabs.
I don't eat that. No, I can't
really?
Eat that. Bottom feeders?
The aquarium's there.
Yeah.
What about a Baltimore Oriole game?
Yeah. I'm not
going
to do
you're
that.
Going there?
No, I'm just going with. You're taking the family, right?
Yes.
I'm not taking the family. It's just
really?
Me. Yeah.
Interesting.
Just me. They can't go. I think they're going to be in camp or something.
Bad break for them.
Yes. Okay, Lee, let's bring on our guest today. We are very excited to have with us Sharla Krupp. She is the author of How to Never Look Fat Again, Over 1,000 Ways to Dress Thinner Without Dieting. It is a New York Times bestseller. I wonder what that must be like to be a New York Times bestseller. I bet you your family is very jealous. If you have brothers and sisters, I bet they're not, you know.
I bet from that point forward they refer to you as... Oh, my brother or sister.
The love child. Yeah. You're probably the love child if that happens.
Best-selling author.
Very supportive.
They're very supportive.
They love it. They love going in bookstores and pointing out my book.
Sharla, welcome to the show.
thank you so much. Now, I'm so happy to be with you, Adam and Lee.
Now, Charlotte, you're talking. This is the Dr. Fitness portion. This is Dr. Fitness right now that you're talking to.
Okay.
And I want to know, what are some of the biggest mistakes? Let's first talk about guys, because we know, when it comes to dressing, we know about women. There's a lot of things, the stripes and certain, things you wear.
Right.
What about guys? What do guys do that they should not do?
Well, I'm glad you asked, because I just dressed a bunch of guys for the show Shedding for the Wedding, and they were very overweight. They hadn't reached their ideal weight. And they were all dressing in clothes that were too big for them.
Too big. So, I see.
They use their clothes as a kind of cloak to hide themselves. I call them the hide-in clothes. They don't want anyone to see their bodies. Even if their bodies are better than it used to be, they just don't give themselves a break and let their body show. So if you've lost 20 or 30 pounds, you should still be wearing the same clothes you wore when you were heavier. Even though you're not at your ideal weight, get clothes that fit. And I'm talking for guys' jeans. Most guys wear such baggy jeans. If you can hold a piece of fabric from the pockets in your hand, they're too big.
If you can hold a piece of fabric in the pocket, like you're talking about the front pockets?
Yeah, if you can grab the back pocket with your hand and get a load of fabric, it's too big.
Oh.
They should fit you almost. They should be super fitted to your body.
It should be super fitted to your body. Okay.
Right.
Unless, you're a rapper. Rappers like that, really big.
Right. But you know what? Those don't do rappers any justice.
Right.
They don't look good.
They don't look good. No, it looks terrible.
So what you want to do is, don't be cheap about it. You lost 10 pounds, get a new pair of jeans. They don't have to be $200 jeans, but get a pair of jeans that fit.
What about those shirts that are super tight, like those Under Armour shirts?
Well,
are you talking about going
tight,
to the gym?
If you can see every bulge, doesn't work.
That's not good.
You want to see, you want clothes that fit. You don't want clothes that are just so big on you that it's giving you a bigger shape than you actually are. It's about showing off where you are now.
Now, Charlotte,
so show your bod.
I'll tell you one thing that there's a look that I really don't like, and I've tried not to buy into it. It's the dress shirt that you leave outside of your pants. You know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
Isn't that? You look like that.
What's wrong with that? I don't like to tuck in.
You look sloppy.
There's a Yiddish expression. To me, you look like a shtunk when you do that.
It's not good, right? I agree. You want to look together. You want to look polished. You always want to look your best.
So don't go for that look.
That doesn't
offer a slimming look, right? That's not a slimming look when you wear the dress shirt out of your jeans.
No, that's not a slimming look.
Okay. So you have to tuck and wear a belt? Is that what you're saying?
Tuck and wear a belt. You know, a belt will really help you show everybody where your real waistline is. So don't keep it loose. Keep it tight on your waist, and people will see that you've got a waist.
Now, I'm not the tallest person in the world. And one of the things that I learned at a young age was I like wearing the same pattern, meaning I don't like wearing gray pants and a black blazer. I like to wear a black blazer and black pants together. Is that something that you should do if you're not tall? Does it have anything to do with height?
You're going in the right direction, because you will look taller if you have a monotone look.
Monotone look. Okay.
Yeah. Which is the same color all the way down. But everybody wears black. It's so boring.
Right.
So if you want that look, try navy, try gray, try brown.
Love brown.
Try a different color sometimes.
Right.
Instead of just
what about,
black.
I like to wear purple.
Yeah, the fat
purple
guy is
great.
Say that? I look
purple
like
is a
grape.
Great color right now.
Now, are you saying great or grape? Because I look like a grape.
Now, not grape. I mean, there's different shades of purple, but a dark purple can really look lovely.
Now, what is it about? What is it about the way that we dress? Are we tricking the eyes? Are we trying to move the eyes into a different direction?
We're trying to create an optical illusion.
Optical illusion.
Yes. What the whole point of How to Never Look Fat Again is you don't really have to lose the weight if you don't want to.
Great.
You can just look the best that you can ever look that day if you just get smart about the clothes that you wear. So there's certain clothes that draw optical illusions that will flaunt the good parts, hide the bad parts, and you just have to master these clothes. And once you do, you will look the best you can every single day. Now, it doesn't hurt to lose weight, and of course that's preferable, but a lot of us just aren't there yet. So until we get there, we want to feel good about ourselves. We want to look in the mirror and say, wow, I look hot.
Right.
Is this
so
something...
you can do that if you just wear the right clothes for you and throw out the fat clothes. I mean, people in this country are just so bad about getting rid of stuff.
Right.
If something doesn't look good on you, just please lose it. Give it to someone else. Get the tax donation. Have more room in your closet. Be free of it.
Now, how did you get
we
started
all make
in
mistakes.
This? Charlotte, how did you get started in learning about – where do you learn this information? How do you – I mean –
She used to work for David Copperfield.
Is this a lab? Is there a laboratory?
No. Well, I was a magazine editor at fashion magazines my entire career since college. Glamour magazine, In Style magazine, People magazine, People Style Watch I'm still involved with, Shop Etc. I did 10 years on the Today Show style segments, and I know what makes people look good, and I know what makes people not look good. And I think that the way it's been described on how to look good has been so difficult to comprehend that no wonder no one in this country gets it. I mean, I can walk outside of my door in New York City and find 10 people that need a makeover right now. They don't get it because it hasn't been explained right. It's always, are you an apple? Are you a pear? Who cares?
Right.
I don't even know what I am. Do you know what you are?
I'm a pineapple.
Oh, what about you?
I'm a pyramid.
Okay.
Inverted
well,
pyramid.
You know, those just don't make sense.
Right.
So everybody I know understands food. We look in our refrigerator. We know what's high fat. We know what's low fat. We know that a mac and cheese is going to be fattening. We know that steamed broccoli is not going to be fattening. So what you want to do is think of your closet as calorie-laden foods. You want to get rid of all the fattening stuff in your closet and just have it steamed broccoli, nice, clean vegetables wherever you look. Anything that's fattening, you know, I'm talking for guys, you know, ruffled shirts, harlequin shirts, big sweaters with patterns on them, big oversized loose cardigans, pants that you could, you know, hold another person in. Baggy, get rid of, done, the end. I'd rather you wear the same thing every day and have it look great than have 20 different outfits that make you look bad.
What about hats? I like that idea of just...
Have less clothes and have better clothes.
What about hats?
Where do you stand
on hats?
You know, I think hats could be cute on the right guy. They could add a lot of personality. You have to try it on. It's not for everybody. But they could be adorable. And women... like hats.
What about a monocle?
What's a monocle? What is that? What is a monocle?
A monocle is a very old English.
Oh, the eye
thing? Eyeglass.
Oh, stop getting a monocle. You're going to say a pipe. You're going to say a smoking jacket and a pipe.
No, I'm trying to create this optical illusion to get you to look somewhere else.
Yeah.
You know, men have very few distractions, unlike women. We can do a boa, we can do scarves, we can do bags, we can do bangles, bracelets, earrings, shoes. I mean, men don't have all that stuff.
I know.
So what you do have has to really work and look good and make you look thin.
Now, women really do have it tough. And I will tell you, you guys really torture yourselves. I mean, I see those shoes. They do make you look, better for sure, those high heel shoes. But right. I'll tell you, those things are a killer. What are some of the things? Let's get to the women, the people that really listen to our show. The men really don't care about us.
That was just for our own.
That was for us. Let's talk about the women, Charlotte. Let's talk about some big mistakes. And one question I want to ask you now: should women follow the latest trends, or should they follow what looks best on them?
They should follow what's best on them.
Okay.
But they should be aware of the trends. For example, color is big right now. You're seeing all these magazine spreads with hot pink sweaters and orange skirts. Well, that's a very fattening look, very calorie-laden, because your eye is going to go to both pieces, and if you're not happy with your top or your bottom, that's where everyone's going to be looking. So instead, maybe you want to just keep it more simple, wear something, a navy dress or a purple dress, but wear an orange bag,
right,
or wear pink shoes or wear pink bracelets. So you have to know what the trends are, but don't follow them off a cliff because you won't look good on them. Those are designed for 19-year-old models that are a size 00.
What is the biggest – what's the one thing that a woman should have in her closet, a must, in terms of – if there was one outfit that she – a look that she should go for, let's say she's a little bit overweight, you know, not terribly tall, but what's the one thing that everyone – you know, that kind of woman should have in her closet?
A solid dress.
Okay.
A solid color dress in a dark color.
Okay.
It's a miracle worker. It's so great.
And are there –
If the dress has some spandex in it, that's good. If it has a waistline, that's good. And underneath, you wear a really supportive piece of shapewear. I'm a big fan of supportive underwear.
Like a Spanx.
And wear tights if it's winter out. And wear the highest heels that you can stand.
The highest heels you can stand,
so
right.
So those stripper shoes, you like those?
Well, I don't like those because they kill your feet. But you can also get a wedge. Now, this is a really popular shoe this season, and it is much easier to walk on a wedge because there's more weight all across the bottom of the foot than one of those skinny little stilettos, which are kind of out right now. So get a high wedge, but you want the lift. Guys, too, need a lift. The higher you are, the longer and leaner you will look. Now, did you also know there's men's shapewear?
You're kidding
really?
Me. Like the Spanx for men?
Yeah. Did you know that?
No. I had no idea.
Oh. And you're in Georgia, right?
Yes. That's probably illegal. They're probably illegal here in Georgia.
No. You know, Spanx is from Atlanta.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. The Sarah.
Oh, my
the
God.
Lady,
they should send you some Spanx for men.
I know. That's crazy how we don't have
legal
to get
those. I'll
tell them to. Absolutely. So now,
when it first came out, Spanx for men, I thought, you know, what guy is really going to wear this? But it's a big hit.
Really?
Really?
Is it for the belly area? Is that where they shoot?
It's for the belly. It's for the arms. It's for the tush. It's for the thighs.
The arms? You're kidding me.
You wear them where you want to.
Wow.
About control. You know, a lot of men have, like, really big pecs. Like, they almost look like they have breasts.
Right.
They need Spanx. They need to keep it under control.
What about the
neck? They need to not roll around a lot.
Right.
I have a
– man boobs. You got to have something like a bro. Something like that.
Okay. So, interesting.
So, I mean, you're going to wear an undershirt anyway, probably. You're going to wear underwear anyway. Why not wear controlling stuff?
I can't thank you enough for telling me about this. I now know what I'm getting the fat guy for his birthday. I'm going to get him Spanx for men.
Oh, fantastic.
What a great birthday present that's going to make. Lee, are you excited about that?
I am very fired up.
Now, Charlotte, what about workout clothes for – let's start first with women.
Need them. You just have to look right. You don't even have to work out
anymore. No, I'm talking about this. There are certain things that you should avoid. You know, some women are very conscious when they go to the gym
definitely.
And certain things.
You know, when you go to the gym, all eyes are on you. Everybody checks out everybody else. And you're looking at yourself in a mirror. So you want to look good. Don't wear those little bike shorts that are going to create a big roll of fat at the thigh. And don't wear a big oversized T-shirt that says your college name on it or your company name.
What?
And don't wear tube socks and don't wear big clodhopper white sneakers. There's so many cute athletic pieces right now.
Right.
There's a great line I just did on Today's Show from Flexies. that has a support pant inside the athletic pant, and it makes you look so slim and smooth. You want to wear a long black yoga pant, and you want to wear a cute top that fits you, that has a zipper and a hoodie, that's not oversized but clings to your body.
Right. Now,
and there's great shoes, too, out now. You know, Nike has some great ones. They're not these big, you know, clunky ones that we've seen for years.
You mean in terms of athletic shoes? You got to avoid right?
Yeah.
I notice women are very sensitive.
Don't wear white anymore.
I notice women are very sensitive about sneakers, about them looking too big. And as a guy, guys never look at a sneaker to go, oh, that God, look how big her feet are. We never even notice that stuff.
I know. Well, we're just sensitive to everything.
Have you heard that before? Like,
guys' shoes are so big. But, I mean, women just want to be, you know, small and petite. And
guys want to be bigger. Yeah, guys want to be as big as possible. Now, one of the fashion trends, I will tell you, that really kind of freaks me out, and I can't believe that – I was hoping they go back the other way, is these crazy men's shorts that go down to their ankles. Now, I'm a little guy. I can't wear shorts that become sweatpants. I have to wear the ones that go like halfway up to my thigh. I can't wear them that they're covering everything. What do you think about this crazy trend with these shorts?
Well, I don't like shorts on men in general. So
really,
that's
Speedos?
My opinion.
Are you a Speedo?
Nothing.
No, I mean, I just don't like shorts. What you're talking about shorts is outerwear, right?
Right. I'm not talking about like what Bjorn Borg used to wear back in playing tennis back in the 80s. Or the late
70s. I want to discuss this with Charlotte. So guys can't show their leg to you?
I just don't think they look great.
What about if the legs look great? What about if their guy's legs look very
I want to really delve into this because Charlotte.
It's just a personal thing.
I know.
You know, my husband never wears shorts.
Is that because you don't like it? You don't like the shorts?
I think, you know, why not wear a pair of jeans? Why not wear a pair of chinos?
But what about if he's
Why do you have to? I mean, men's legs aren't particularly beautiful. Why not cover them
up? Really? That's all I've got. I'm all legs. That's everything I've got. Massive quads and big calves. That's all I've got.
I think this is a therapy thing for Charlotte.
All right. Well, show them, but, you know, not around me.
So is it because they're hairy or long and lanky? You don't like to see them?
Yeah, I just think that you should keep them covered. You know, the other thing, I live in New York where when you see people wearing shorts on the street, you know they're from out of town. You know, it's not a dressed up look.
Right.
It's not a polished look. It's a country club look.
I gotcha.
You know what I mean?
Can I wear shorts at the country club?
Yeah, wear
all
them
whites.
At the country club.
You got to wear all whites, though.
Yeah, yeah.
Now,
wear them there.
Now, Charlotte's...
But I think on city streets, no.
Now, is it true that as everything that possibly... that could be made for women to wear or men to wear? Is everything out? Is there... I mean, doesn't fashion just recycle itself? And everything you'll see, you've already seen...
Well, I do think that that's true. You know, there's so little imagination left. We've seen it all. We're on, you know, the maxi skirts for the third time.
Right.
You know, it fashion does go in cycles. There's only so many styles, and we do see these. And then, you know, the rule is if you wore it once, don't wear it again.
Right. Right.
If you were on that trend once.
Okay.
You get one shot at it.
Yeah, I wore maxi skirts, you know, in high school. I'm not going to wear them now.
Right. Well, the book is How to Never Look Fat Again, Over 1,000 Ways to Dress Thinner Without Dieting. This is great information. I'm sure when people go out to an event, your friends especially, you must have to make house calls constantly. To people and going, how
well,
do I look at this?
People are always saying, oh, I was so nervous about what I was going to wear today to meet you. But if you follow the tips in the book, they really make sense. It's just that no one ever put them in a way that was so clear before. I mean, if you're going to wear, you know, pink pants, you're going to look fat. If you're going to wear navy pants, you're going to look thinner.
Easy. When you met your husband, how was he as a dresser? Did you have to teach him, or was he already had it down? Did he know what to wear, what not to wear?
No, my husband was a really bad dresser.
So you helped him.
Yeah, but I knew I overlooked I knew it was just something that
it was right.
I could get past.
Look at that.
And, you know, in fact, my husband used to be the Atlanta Constitution TV critic.
Yes, he's a theater.
Right, Richard Zoglin.
He's a theater critic, correct?
Yeah, he's a theater critic for Time Magazine. He's super skinny, never gains a pound, but he is the greatest kind of guy because he just said, "What do you want me to wear?"
He was coachable.
Oh, so
what do you want me to wear?
See, I can't stand when, if my wife ever says to me, "Are you?" This is what I hate, Charla. If my wife ever says this to me, is that what you're going to wear? And that's like, no, this is my warm-up outfit. I was just waiting for you to see what you thought, and then I was going to go change based upon that statement.
Yeah,
I can't stand
you know, I guess the statement is, "What do you want me to wear?"
Right.
That's what my husband always says when I say that. What do you want me to wear? Here are my choices. You pick.
Your husband owns zero pairs of shorts. Is that correct?
Yes.
Exactly.
So there's no working out unless it's in sweatpants. He's working out in sweatpants.
You know, he is a runner, but, you know, that's different.
Oh, that's...
I mean, he wouldn't wear shorts to a party.
I got you.
What about to run? He's okay to run in shorts?
Yes.
Yeah, he runs in shorts.
Yes.
Just not around you.
No, he can run it. I mean, running shorts are totally acceptable. I just think that wearing shorts in exchange for wearing pants, when you could wear a pair of pants and look sleeker and cleaner, is just a better idea.
What about... That brings me up to my next point. Now, what about those Bermuda, the cargo shorts in the summertime? Is that an okay look, or
it is not okay.
It's better to go with like long cargo or long pants than those.
Long pants.
Okay.
Just go for the long
We've
pants.
Established her feelings about shorts.
Just go with the long pants.
Unless you're running.
So much classier.
Right. Only now, running is the only time you can wear shorts.
Charlotte, are you a big fan of the vest? For men.
Not really.
You don't
not
like
really,
vests.
But I think that it could look good on a certain guy. You have to really be able to pull it off. It's a little tricky.
What are some of the tips for that? Because that's...
Why, you like vests?
I love vests. I think they're great. They have to be monochromatic, especially. You have to be.
They have to somehow coordinate, not be the exact color. I think that you have to be able to pull it off, and you have to have some personality. And, you know, it's a trendy, cute look. So you have to have, you know, a little jaunt in your step.
You
got to
have a little, it's a novelty. Forget
you
got
to have a little giddy up in your get-go. You really have to be able to pull
you
that
gotta,
off.
You got to, like, you know, be prepared for a lot of talk about it.
I gotcha. Well, we've really enjoyed you coming on the show today. We've learned a lot. The book is How to Never Look Fat Again, Over 1,000 Ways to Dress Thinner Without Dieting. New York Times bestseller. How many books have you written, Charla?
This is my second book, and they were both New York Times bestseller.
Wow.
Unbelievable.
So
that means, you know what that means, Charla. You know what that means.
What?
That means there's going to be a third book.
I think that means quit now while you're at.
Really? That's what you think? It's working. You can't stop now.
You know what? All I wanted to write, I think women care about old, and they care about fat. There is not another subject that they care as much about.
Well, they care about what you're writing about because it's a New York Times bestseller. And
thank you.
And that's all that matters. Charla Krupp, we really appreciate you coming on the show today. Thank you so much.
I loved it, and I'm going to get you guys some Spanx.
Listen, just get the fat guy some Spanx. I don't want any Spanx, but the fat guy will definitely use
them.
But we really appreciate
that. Are you okay with that?
I'm okay. Now, what's the website that we should send our listeners to?
My website is charlakrupp.com. And I have tips every day on how to look thinner by dinner without diet or exercise.
Love that. Nice. Sounds great.
Thinner by dinner.
Thank you so much, Charla. We would love to have you back on the show because...
Love to be back. I hope everybody picks up my book. It's now in paperback, and it's super cheap, How to Never Look Fat Again. And it has over 100 new products under $25 that are brilliant buys. So it's a real value. A
lot of great information, and this is the type of information that people need.
Look how much money you're going to save on shorts, doctor, just by doing
Right.
Charla, thanks again. We really appreciate it. Have a great
Thank
day.
Thank you.
Take
Have
care.
A wonderful day.
Bye-bye. Bye. That is Charla Krupp.
She is the wonderful author. Lee, what's the name of the book?
The book is How to Never Look Fat Again, Over 1,000 Ways to Dress Thinner Without Dieting.
You love this.
Brilliant.
Unbelievable. And the website that we can send people to
is charlakrupp.com. charlakrupp.com. That's charlakrupp.
Go right now. Check it out. Become one of her fans, one of her Facebook fans, too. I'm sure she's on Facebook as well. And when you're online, go to Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy at drfitnessandthefatguy.com. Check out our new book, 35 Things to Know About How to Raise Active Kids, right?
Absolutely. That is the correct title of our book.
Go to our website. Go to our past interviews. We have interviewed so many people. Dean Karnazes, he's running across the country
again
right now. 40 days.
And
he's running,
listens to our show.
He is
it
running 40,
We're helping
40
him.
Miles per day for 75 days. And then he's going to wind. He started Jimmy Kimmel's show. He's going to wind up at Regis and Kelly's show.
I better hurry because Regis is quitting.
Yeah.
Or they fired
he's
him.
Done. Regis is going to be done. But he'll finish before Regis is done. But go check that. You know, a lot of great past interviews. Jillian Michaels. I think Jillian Michaels and I might have had a little thing.
I don't think so.
Yeah. Go to that interview.
Pretty
go
sure
listen
not.
To it. I think we did.
Pretty sure not.
I think there's a little chemistry going on. What, all right. Listen. I don't want to put any words in your mouth.
Do you think there's
you
more chemistry between you and her or me and Jennifer Nicole Lee?
Well, let's look at how well your relationship is going with Jennifer Nicole. How is that blossoming?
It's going extremely well. How
Very
about
well.
You and Jillian? Similar?
Exactly. All right, Lee, before we get going today, we have something to do.
We have to do the Twitter contest.
The Twitter contest. This one, I have no idea.
This was a good one.
This one was a good one. I have absolutely no idea about this one.
Okay, once again.
Well, tell our listeners
I'm going to explain how it works, Doctor.
All right. Explain the rules.
Okay. This is what has happened. Our partner in crime, Megan Anderson, who is the brains behind this operation.
Mealsandmiles.com. Check her out.
A fantastic blog. She has scoured the internet to find three Twitter tweets from semi-famous people. And we have to match up the tweet with the semi-famous Twitterer. So now I'm going to give you the names of the people. And then I'm going to give you the tweets, and you have to match them up. Now,
wait, we have to do this, right?
We have to do it, me and you.
Okay.
But the thing is for our listeners to do it, because if the listener does it and they have a correct answer, they have a shot at winning a prize pack like we sent to somebody just recently, and they just got it and talked about it. Jill Satterfield was a big winner.
Yes, and she sent back a nice little response.
Exactly. See that?
She got a nice. If you don't think people win at Dr. Fitness and Fat Guy.
It's easy win.
You're wrong.
Easy win. You're never going to win on Jillian Michaels' website. I'll tell you that. On our website.
Yeah, you're never going to win there. On our website, there's a good chance.
Better
chance.
All right.
Okay. Especially if you email us and tell us how much you love us.
That's a slam dunk. It's a hint. Okay, this is what we got. First is Robin Baldwin and her Twitter handle.
I checked her out, by the way.
I don't know who this is. RobynBaldwin.
I checked her out, by the way.
Is she one of the Baldwin family?
No, she's in Canada. She's a Canadian
Is it a
like,
woman?
Fitness person.
It's a woman. Okay.
She's pretty hot, though.
All right. The other one is my trainer, Bob, which is everybody
Bob
knows.
Harper.
Bob Harper. And the last
good dude.
One
He's
is
a really good dude,
Tara Costa. That's Tara underscore Costa.
We had her on the show.
We've had Bob
and Tara. We haven't had Robin.
Don't know her at all.
All right.
Okay, so those are the three people you have to match to these tweets, and I'll post these tweets on our website. Okay, here we go. First is this. Blasting the Smiths, Big Mouth strikes again during my workout. So good, 2 exclamation points. Okay, that's the first one. One of those three people said that. The next one is, yes, I'm wearing 2 different sneakers, exclamation point. I'm hysterical right now.
Okay, that can't be a guy.
Look, no hints until this is done.
All right.
Then the last one is, took me 3 glasses of water, drinking them upside down to get rid of my hiccups. One way to get your water intake in.
That's moronic.
Look, those are our 3 tweets, and we have to match them to the people.
I'm going
to
go. Can I go first?
You go first.
I'm going Robin Baldwin with the hiccup thing.
Robin Baldwin with the hiccup thing.
Yeah.
So wait a minute. Let me put this here. This is Adam picks Robin Baldwin. Okay.
I'm going with the Smiths thing with Bob Harper.
This is Adam is now Bob Harper for the Smiths.
And then Tara Costa with the... With the thing about the sneakers.
Adam thinks Tara Costa. Okay.
This is what I say. I am saying that two different sneakers is Bob Harper. That's what I have to say about that. I think that the drinking water upside down is Terra Costa.
You're wrong. So wrong.
And that means the Smiths is...
Robin Baldwin?
Robin Baldwin. That is mine. So this is the first time we've ever picked different ones. And in fact...
All of them are different.
Every one of them is different.
None of them are the same.
Right.
Wow.
So very interesting. So now, listeners, you have to do some heavy lifting. You get to take a shot at this. And if you are correct...
What will happen?
You will win a whole bunch of exercise DVDs. It's at least two. Depends how many I can fit into a package. Could be three if I squeeze it in.
What about a book?
Books don't fit in the package.
They don't fit in the package?
No.
Okay. Well, anyway, Lee, before we go today, you have anything else?
That's it for me.
I just want to, there's an article I read that I really wanted to bring up. I thought it was really interesting. And also, don't forget, go to our website. We do wellness minutes every day. And they're good, they're funny, and they're good information.
Some of them are good.
Some are recipes, some are good, some are not so good.
Recipes, not so good.
The fat guy doesn't think that they're so good, but I think they're good. Okay. This is about regular fasting may boost heart health. And
really?
It looks like regular fasting may be good for your heart.
Define fasting. Is that like for an hour? Is it
all
for
day?
A week?
No eating for an whole for
24
an entire day.
24 hours.
Yes. Yes.
I can't do that.
And these researchers, these are doctors in Utah, looked at the relationship between periodic fasting and cardiovascular disease. So out of Utah, you know who we're talking about here.
Yes. They are
Mormons.
Oh, I thought they were basketball players.
No. The researchers interviewed 200 patients undergoing a diagnostic test called an angiography, an x-ray exam of the blood vessels and heart chambers that can determine if a person has coronary heart disease. And the patients were asked if they engaged in regular fasting, and the researchers compared the answers to whether they eventually received diagnosis of heart disease. There about 90% of these patients were Mormons, and this faith encourages that they should fast like once a month. The doctors expected to find a relatively high rate of regular fasting among the study participants. So there should be a high correlation with these group. And what they indeed find is that 58% of these people had a lower risk of coronary artery disease compared to those that said that they didn't fast. Now, so the study showed an association between fasting and better health, which means it's possible that fasting may not have a direct effect, but it might just be the fact that with devout Mormons, these are people that don't smoke and they don't take caffeine.
Right, they do a bunch of things.
However, the researchers said the findings are important because they affirm the results of an earlier study, a much bigger study, which was done in 2008. They found a similar association between fasting and heart disease among 448 patients. And in this study, this was not a chance finding. And what they were able to replicate the findings and show that people who fast routinely have a lower prevalence of coronary disease. Now, the one side of the study that they didn't actually, the information they didn't capture was specific details on the type and duration of fasting among the patients. However, the preliminary interview suggests that most of the common form of fasting involved a monthly ritual of abstaining from all food and drinking only water for 24 hours. Now, what they did find with these peoples, which is really interesting, is that there were some markers that they looked at, and they looked at blood. They obviously took some blood tests, and what they found was that the levels of human growth hormone actually surged after fasting about 20 times greater in men and 13 times greater in women. So, you know, that's an interesting.
So you think there's something to it?
I think that there's something to that when we're looking at human growth hormone levels.
So what do you think? Once a month?
I always thought that fasting, not just once a year, but like on a monthly basis, I think there's some merit to doing that from a health perspective.
Weekly? Daily? Do it daily.
Who knows? But I think there's something to
water
be said for
only,
that.
Water only, though.
Water only. That's good. See, that makes it easy.
Easier.
Well, no. Water, fasting, water when there's no drink of water, that's rough.
That's hard.
When it's just no food.
You can do that.
You can pull that off.
What about ice? Can you eat ice?
You can,
chew
but bad
ice?
For the jaw. TMJ. Bad for the jaw.
What about crushed ice?
Nope. No. Oh, you mean like fine ice?
Right.
But you're not really chewing
but then
it,
you're
though.
Chewing something.
Yeah, well.
Now you're not going
know.
For that?
You think it's about the chewing? You need to
well,
chew?
Well, you're chewing and then drinking.
Yeah.
What about water with a lemon?
Nope. No. That's, kills it. You killed it. No. This is strict.
All right.
This is the orthodox.
Carbonated water.
This is, you're allowed to do no, carbonate. Not carbonation.
No air with your water.
Nope.
Just water.
Nope. No. All you right. cannot do that. No CO2.
Gotcha.
Just H2O. Lee, that's all we've got today. For Lee Cantor, I am Dr. Adam Schaffer. Every week, we are making healthy living
fun for everyone.
And remember, your birthday is next week. We're not going to be.
Yours is today.
Well, it'll be before we do our next show.
Correct.
So happy birthday.
Thank you.
We'll see you next time.